Watch, get the fuck out. Anti-Israel mob blocked from taking over NYC's Grand Central Terminal. By Amy Furr on August 3, 2025. Hundreds of anti-Israel leftists tried to take over New York City's Grand Central Terminal on Saturday afternoon following a protest outside City Hall. The crowd was part of the demonstration the group called Within Our Lifetime organized, the New York Post reported. The leftists marched through Manhattan before making their way to the terminal. However, officials locked and barricaded the doors to the building. The outlet said four people were arrested as a result of the tense situation, and two of the individuals were charged with trespassing and disorderly conduct. Video footage shared by Within Our Lifetime shows some of the protesters inside the terminal while holding signs, waving flags, and shouting "Free, free, free Palestine." Meanwhile, the Post report said, the group, waving Palestinian flags and chanting, scuffled with NYPD and MTA officers outside the station's Vanderbilt Hall entrance, according to cops and shocking videos on social media. The outlet noted that some police officers used batons to push the protesters back. Another clip shows officers trapping one protester in a revolving door, while further into the clip two men who appear not to be part of the demonstration tell protesters to get the fuck out. The Post report said it appeared train service was not disrupted as a result of the chaos, but numerous police officers remained at the scene for several hours. More video shows police officers dragging a protester and taking the person inside the building as others yelled and screamed around them. In September, Within Our Lifetime helped organize another protest that saw thousands gather in the streets of Manhattan, Breitbart News reported at the time. The protest, organized by two leftist groups, the pro-Palestinian organization Within Our Lifetime and Healthcare Workers for Palestine, began in Union Square before protesters marched to Washington Square Park, chanting phrases like "Israel, go to hell." In a post on X ahead of the protest, Within Our Lifetime instructed protesters on how to circumvent NYPD surveillance operations. The instructions advised demonstrators to cover their faces and other identifying traits like tattoos, while also directing them to place their phones in airplane mode or Faraday bags to prevent location tracking. The following month, anti-Israel activists gathered at Columbia University to celebrate the October 7th anniversary of the Hamas terrorist attacks on Israel, per Breitbart News. Some carried a banner reading, "We will honor all our martyrs," incorporating a term that terrorists have used to describe their members, whether carrying out suicide bombings against Israeli civilians or being killed in battle, the report said.